flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, I've got a call in to my favorite meteorologist, Kevin Sheehan. Looks like we're going to get a little bit of a break from the much-anticipated Frosty the Snowman, which is good. We deserve a break, even though a lot of us may not have to go anywhere. It'd be nice not to have to go out and shovel and clean driveways and clean highways. That would be a beautiful thing. Our prayers go out to all the people out on the West Coast. I mean, just terrifying footage. It's a beautiful, if you've ever been out there and you've driven the area, it's a nice drive. But I've always admired people that could live there. Having gone to school in the area and been up UCLA, been up in the mountains, breathtaking views. But the thought always went in my mind, because of the winds and the brush fires and the things that have happened historically, how do we get down these hills if we're all trying to do it at the same time? And that, to me, I'd opt out. I just opt out. But people, you know, challenging. If you hear some of the stories, it is amazing how people, now again, these aren't average people or normal people financially. They have the wherewithal to be able to load up 3 or 4 times. Which, you know, and then repack and redo it, repack and redo it. And, I ain't mad at him, but I just would have to go, I pass. Not as my primary crib. Now, I'm going to just jump in the joint joyride crib, maybe. But my Ace Boom Coom, not. Not doing that. Because think about it, Max. You got limited time. You got to scramble. What are you grabbing? Like, what's irreplaceable? Because in the end, I don't know if how many of you checked out Firefighters, new gig, you know, sitcom. Pretty good. But it shows you the dangerous fight that our firefighters have to deal with. I always tell you, they got my utmost respect. Utmost. Fire running. I'm running out. They run in. And how can that not be amongst the highest paid wages? This thing is crazy how we operate. But, hey, man, it's the way the system goes. So, and again, we just hope that that situation, it gets cleared. You know it's serious when they cancel sporting events. When the Rams moved, you know, it's real serious. Because they don't play with these games. Thank goodness they moved them. That was a strong move. I'm glad they did it. Okay, because safety first is what it's all about. Speaking of safety, and a man who has made tough decisions, because he's always been one of my favorites, because he's always more than a ball player. Although when he was a ball player, he was a ball player. But it didn't define him all the way around the board. And he's going to think this is set up, and he knows it's not, because I told him before. I thought the Longhorns might have been able to pull the bad boy off, but they didn't, but they was in it. So can't nobody talk no trash that wasn't in it, because they were. Longhorn, Skins, Derek Dockery, Buffalo. Hey, man, you had to go to Dallas then to get paid. I ain't mad at you. I'd have done it, too, for money. Don't let nobody tell you, yes, I would have, and you did it. Yeah. So I got to ask you about your horns first, because the only problem I have was when y'all was on the goal line, mano y mano, that's who y'all are, and y'all runners will go wide.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
I'm good. I'm just a little surprised about that goal line going wide. Y'all go straight downhill.
You know what? You know, I'm surprised I even joined you today, because I knew we were going to have this conversation, man.
No, I didn't, because you didn't know they were going to lose.
I didn't. But like, even after that, it hurt me, though. It hurt me that, you know, the play that we ran – the formation, you know, we're old school, right? Like, two tights, quarterback under the center, mm-hmm. you know, I formation. Okay, if you want to toss it, run it from, like, heavy personnel. You know, and for me, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for the guys because they work so hard.
Yeah,
they put themselves in that position. You know, we got to play better up front. Sawyer, give credit to him, made an unbelievable play.
Yep.
Stack. Strip fumble, return for a touchdown, big-time player, made a big-time play. Hats off to Ohio State. I felt that we were evenly matched. We had players, they had players. And when it comes down to it, you know it, they made more plays, and unfortunately we didn't. So, you know, we got to regroup. And hopefully we'll be back in the same situation. Hopefully, you know, third time is a charm. Get Arch in there. I think Ewers already announced that he's going to enter the draft. So I'm looking forward to next year. I'm on to the next. I can't allow this to linger and really frustrate and upset me.
Well, one thing about the horns, you're in it every year. So the games don't get played without y'all, because you are there every year. And I'm happy to see that, because it ain't the same without y'all. Y'all and the Sooners, Buckeyes, Wolverine. I want, and now with NIL, not at everybody. I'm not going to say anything negative, but everybody can disperse funds in a manner that they consider to be legal. It's all good. But beyond that, this is the time of the year you cut your cloth, D.C., proud programs, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys. Look, you understand what this time of the year is all about. When you see the burgundy and gold now, and it looks a little bit more like the old days, what do you feel we have to do to be victorious tomorrow night?
Well, one, I'm elated, man. I'm elated for the franchise. I'm excited that, you know, they're back making noise again. We believe we have a franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Doc, you know where it starts, man, up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we got to be able to control the front, the line of scrimmage. particularly on the offensive line with Cosme and the crew, my Longhorn, Wiley, his partner on the right side. I think, you know, McLaurin has to have a big day. And we got to get the running game going. You know, Brian Johnson of late really hasn't really had the impact that we would think that he can have on the game. We really got to get him going. And we got to stop Villaveda. You know, big guy up front for the Bucs. He's going to try to make noise. He's going to try to cause havoc. So for us,
I'm a
line of scrimmage. I will never forget that time we were in New York warming up.
Hey, Max, I got to tell the story. Max?
Tell the story.
Yes, sir. Please tell me the story.
Max,
I'm locked in.
I'm going to tell you, this is how crazy it was back in the day. You know, I'm on the sidelines. I don't miss run keys. O-line, D-line. And Doc's always been my boy, man, because they go against the defensive line, and they got the prize bull, the big money boy, over there on the defensive line. And Dockery, this is how they was in pregame warm-ups. He hit this boy so hard, we in pregame warm-up. And I'm screaming on the sidelines. It's one of the hardest hits I've ever seen, ever. He dropped that boy to his knee. I said, Lord, this was pregame warm-up. Am I right, Doc?
You're right, man. You know, and I used to tell him, like, hey, man, this is pregame. This is, you know, relax. I was like, okay, yeah, hey. But you know what, Doc? They got me ready, man. And you were playing, we were in New York, first game of the season. So you know I had to put on the show after that. But, yeah, I'm a line of scrimmage guy. Guys up front got to get it done. Like, hey, we got to take care of our business. We got to run the ball, establish the run. I mean, the game is winnable. I mean, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You tell me. I don't even believe that the Bucs are, you know, the greatest thing ever. So I think this game is very winnable for us. It's a build momentum, like, and really build us some confidence.
Yeah, I know this is your kind of game because you'd love it just the way this was. Vita Veda, you would have been licking your chops. Because that's the way it used to be. You wanted to be tight to the vest. You want an inside game because now it's on your shoulders. You guys up front, that's the way you want it. You don't want to have to be dealing with a guy you got to chase. You want a guy that wants to slug it out, MMA style. So that's the way it was. And Bugle and you, and that's a moment I'll never forget. The people getting that excited. The pregame warm-up was more violent than 2 or 3 years of football I've seen around here in the past. That was pregame warm-up.
Yeah,
but that's how it was.
That's how it was. And Bugle did a great job of instilling that in us, physical, winning the line of scrimmage, you know, protecting the depth of the pocket, the width of the pocket, removing the line of scrimmage, right? Like, if you can get that back 3 to 4 feet of, like, past the line of scrimmage, he's going to fall for 4 or 5 yards. So I think it's incumbent upon our guys up front to really take care of business and get the job done.
Yeah, so you like the direction. I have a good feel. I mean, I'm not an expert of their program, but I do understand the game and trends of the game, and I feel very good about their staff, their front office, their scouting. The peripheral things that to me have just been non-existent here over the past decade are now being reestablished. And, you know, you win with climate. You win with climate, and it's coming together. So, you know, we get a couple breaks today by making our own breaks. I feel very comfortable about that we can get to the next level.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, to your point, climate, environment, Coach Quinn, Kingsbury, Witt, the crew, Ingram, coaching staff, you know, just, I mean, getting the guys to buy in. I mean, you know, this is a individual, I mean, obviously team sport, but you got to win your individual matchup. And the guys can do that one-on-one on the outside, inside, and getting after the passer, right? I mean, you know, Baker's playing really well right now.
Oh, yeah.
So he's creative. He's going to try to get out of the pocket. obviously, Mike Evans, my fellow Texan. Yeah, they got some players now, A&M, Aggie guy. So it's going to be a battle, but I definitely think we can take this one home.
I hate to bring up a sore subject, but who do you like, Irish, Buckeyes?
Man, I played with Ryan Clark here in Washington. His son's on the team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want a good game, Doc. Well, I kind of want Notre Dame to win. I know a lot of Buckeyes. And so I like guys like Sean Spring. I know I'm going to hear his voice, hear him talk some trash.
I ain't heard from Spring since the Michigan game. I hope he's alive.
Yeah. He, after that Michigan game, he popped his head back up after that. After they beat Oregon, now he was talking again.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pulling for Notre Dame. I'm pulling for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I just wanted to be as competitive as it has been. It's been a great. We've had some tragedy down in New Orleans, and the thing that drags us back to reality is that you go in there for a game, you lose 15 people. Then we go out here to California, and you're lining up, and all of a sudden you got these fires, and now we've got devastation and travesty. You know, it's been so we're always reminded of it. I mean, you spent many years on the Hill, and with some of the things that you and your wife have done on Capitol Hill, helping our warriors and wounded warriors and families that are grieving have been remarkable. Anything new on the horizon that you want to get done in terms of the great things that you've done off the field?
Well, Doc, thank you for that, man. You know, my wife has done a tremendous job with the Yellow Ribbons United. We just had our annual holiday party for military families and children. And so it's 10 years, celebrated 10 years. And so for folks, I mean, go to yellowribbonsunited.org, read more about us. I think for us, it's continuing to support our vets, our military families, children, because we understand freedom's not free. And men and women really sacrifice, put their lives on the line for just the privileges that we enjoy here in America. Not just the men and women, but the families as well, because they serve also.
Yeah, just the events I've been lucky enough to be a part of with you, yellowribbon.com, it's the families.
Yeah, and we appreciate your support, too. Thank you for all that you've done for military family veterans throughout the years, but also supporting myself and Emma, my wife.
Well, you know, being a military kid, being a living on base 8 years, you get it. It's a different society. I mean, a lot of people, I remember, I didn't even know what, I thought everybody lived on base. How do you not know everybody's not on base when you're a kid? You don't know that.
Right, you don't know that.
You don't know that. So, no, the world goes through a lot. Our military goes through a lot, and I'm glad that you and others like you bring awareness in your work on Capitol Hill. The more they know about us, because I know we must be weird to other people that don't understand athletes and people that live through sport. So bridging those gaps are important, because no matter what the landscape is, political, non-political, we have to coexist. So guys like you help bridge the gap. And that's why anything we can do, we must do always to support the effort. So good luck, man. We appreciate this. Hopefully you won't make this a one and done with us. I didn't do this just to set you up. I actually thought y'all had a really good shot at it, and you did. And so everything, whether it's self-inflicted, it's on you, and next season will be here before you know it. Derek Dockery. Love you, man. Appreciate all that you bring to the table, and hail to the W.
Appreciate it, Doc. Thank you.
You got it. Longhorn for life. Derek Dockery, MAX, we go to break on that one, man. We come back, and we'll chop it up a little bit. DOC, overtime here on a hot microphone.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed Derek Dockery, Ken Jenkins, those two guys, impact players, both on and off the field of play. And that's what it's all about for all you parents to have athletes coming up through the system. We got a lot of opportunities now to develop, but to develop them all the way across the board as, you know, student athletes that are capable of doing more than just one thing. And then winning in the and go down there and walk the dog. Man, this place is going to be crazy. In all these games, is there one matchup over another that intrigues you? If it is, love to hear about it. 1-800-636-1067. I know we tend to be all about burgundy and gold, but there could be, pardon me, something that has spiked your interest. We've gone through the Pro Bowl teams, all the matchups. If this doesn't get you going, you're incapable of being motivated, because this is it. And these games, Max has made money. I don't know if anybody's really bottomed out on this. Do you feel sorry for the Nittany Lions? I don't. They had a hell of a year. It was a really unique year for them. Played hard on the field. Let's take a call out at Fort Washington. Lawrence. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, Doc, thank you for having me, man. You are worth every minute of the wait, and I love your show, and it's probably the very, very, very favorite people ever to don the burgundy and gold. So I just wanted to get your opinion on something. Uh-huh. I noticed something. I saw a clip, you know, the mic'd up of Jaden Daniels was great. And I saw a clip of him when Marcus Mariota came out, told him to, you know, stand up, get his air. And then he told him, use your God-given ability, go out there and win us the game. And that's what he did. And then the very next week, Marcus Mariota used his God-given ability, went out there, and won us the game. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about something. It gave me this thought about the culture of leadership in the locker room, mm-hmm. and how it has developed from the very beginning of the season to now. I mean, you got a guy who's telling you, he's telling you to do something that he himself was willing to go out and do, and he proved it the next week. And I got to imagine that the culture of leadership in the locker room, that's what's leading me to believe that we're going to win this game tomorrow night, because things are much different from game one in that locker room. And I think we got this game. I just wanted to know what your opinion on that was. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. I everything you said has merit. Just remember, growth happens on both sides of the locker room. So Tampa Bay gets a chance to grow too. They're developing as well. You're not the only person that grows. And they have a better roster. They're further ahead in their development because their coach has been there. Their quarterback has been there. They've got more seasoned, decorated players. But they've never seen this version of you. And that's the one thing it's about. We got a puncher's chance. And we've got a guy who's certifiably a freak. And there's only a dozen of them in the whole league. And we've got one or two. So that's what makes it interesting. Good stuff, man. Appreciate that that phone call. Will and Brandywine.
Mr. 88, what's going on?
It's all good. It's all good. Max, I think I'm reading you well. We'll do this and go to the break. Roger that. Yes, sir, Will. How are you? Thanks for being patient.
Hey, no problem, Doc. Hey, look, Doc, look, you know what this game's going to come down to at the end of the day. What made us successful all year is running the ball. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, both of these teams, Tampa and Washington, they're top five running teams. So as much as we want Jaden to put that Superman cape on and win the game, which he can, if we go back to what we did at the beginning of the season, was that balance, man. We had that balance of the run game with B-Rob and Austin Eckler. And, hell, we got fullbacks. And because Tampa Bay is so good at stopping the run, you got to go at a man's strength. You got to go at these boys. So I'm looking for us to win the game. If Mr. Tyler Badass has a good game, Mr. Cosby has a good game, Mr. Comer has a good game, Mr. Allegretti has a good game, and Mr. Wiley has a good game, and you throw the tight ends and all the guys who's on the block out there. And on defense, it's the same thing. We're going to have to stop the run. At the end of the day, I think the team that has the most success running this ball this game, I think they come out the victor, Doc. Let me know what you think.
I agree. I appreciate that. And I agree with every word you said. To that, we go to break. Andy, Bonesy, Michael, Bebe, Big Tony, you guys hang on the line. We'll get you when we come back from break right here on Overtime 106.7. The Fan, and always free on that Odyssey app, which is spectacular. MAX DOC, double team, heavy lifting today for you. And this has been Glide. We got a great start. AWOD once again in the Army got us out, and we hope to have extended that lead and pushing things over to the youngest in charge and his movement, which should be, I mean, he should be on fire. And he always is. Toby, man, he's had a post-Christmas, man. He has been scalding. Bonesy, as always, loyal to the bone, man. K9 for life. What up?
Hey, shout out to my main man, Max, man. And shout out to you, Doc, man. Shout out to my nephew, G, from the shop. And shout out to Paulie, man. Hey, you know what, Doc? When we first played Tampa Bay, the beginning of the season, the first game of the season, that was our fourth game of the preseason, man. we was still in preseason mode, you know. So when we play Tampa Bay tomorrow night, it's going to be a whole different team, and they are not going to be prepared for what JD5, Tyler Badass, and all the rest of the Burgundy and Gold mob going to bring them, man. I'm telling you, man, they are not going to be prepared, and I'm telling you, I'm calling it right here. We're going to bring down the house, man. Hey, Doc, I love you, man. Y'all have a wonderful day, man. Peace.
K9 for life. Love that. It's all possible. The one thing about the Bucks that I appreciate is that you're not going to go down there and punk them. You may outscore them and win the game, but you ain't coming down there punking them. Todd, man, I love the way he does his thing. Nothing's changed with Todd Bowles. He's coming after you. If you beat him, he'll shake your hand afterwards. They got a rugged club, man. Swashbucklers, defensively led. They charge. I mean, it's squad. I like them. But we're not the same crew. They caught us in our infantile state. Well, they know. Everybody knows. The question is, what version of ourselves are we going to be? What I don't like about us is our inconsistency. We've been sloppy here of late. We got to clean our own act up. I'm not worried about Tampa. I'm worried about us. Too many penalties. Too many I ain't worried about St. Jude's. Perfect game for him. You know, big on big. Let's go. You know, I'm not worried about it. I'm not nervous over it. I am anxious about anticipation. You know, I want to see us under the bright lights all grown up. Since they saw him as a toddler, I want to see how you like JD5 all grown up. And then Eckler coming off the concussion. I was worried about him last week. I thought, I don't know if I would have put him in. But he's a baller. That dude is a freak. And that's what his peers know it. Dangerous dude. Pro Bowl, they said, oh, yes. This brother is all that. Let's put him on there. Yeah, man, we're no longer missing at sea. We back, buddy. And we got a whole new look. And it'd be nice. It'd be nice to pull this off. So, Max, I just, your silence bothers me because I think you might be calling in a dead. You on BetQL? Or are you tackling with them lines? Man, you guys will never know. I wish we could actually video how Max is bawling throughout the breaks. Because whenever you have a phone line issue, it's harder on the producers, man. They got to bawl out. We don't even feel it sometimes. You don't even know what's going on. But they're wrestling like wrestling with an alligator offline, trying to keep communications fresh because it's not easy. And then there's Arch. Can you imagine how much pub is going to be with Arch Manning next season? And the NIL dollars that are going to be thrown out. I mean, this quarterback movement next season? Wow. I don't know. Michael's still out in Gaithersburg? Or have we reconnected?
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing again? Sorry to call in again, sir. Yeah, but the games of interest, I think, are very important. And I'll tell you the reasons why is the Texans and the Ravens games for two reasons. Because C.J. Stroud, he's a very good quarterback. Jaden is a much better quarterback and more accurate, and people don't understand that the talents he has. He's a greater version than Randall Cunningham. who was the original one who made it look, who wasn't really looking like he was a running back, what you call it, but could just run in his arm was unbelievable. You know what I mean, sir? And the reason why I say that about C.J. Stroud, sir, and everything else is, you know, Ohio State is just one, and also I'm not an Ohio State fan, and I knew they were going to play Notre Dame in the championship. But if his confidence gets shook and they have a bad game, then it's time to either get either a new offensive coordinator or someone else, because he's gifted enough to, because he's missing on throws. That has nothing to do with the play calling or anything else. So either that they're confusing or throwing off his timing. So therefore, either the offensive play caller, you know, some coordinator isn't calling the right plays to pick up to see where the rhythm problem is and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike, help me understand something. Michael, help me understand something.
Yes, sir.
You said you knew that Ohio State was going to win, right?
Yes, sir.
Then why didn't you wager on it so you could have won a lot of money?
I don't gamble anymore. So I told all my friends to make sure they bet on everything else, and tell everyone else I know and everything else. And I gladly go online and tell anyone else. I don't call every game, but there's certain games. The key factor, when I saw that they were the Oregon game, when it was 34-19, is when I texted my friend, and then I told him Notre Dame was going to win 24-10, and then I said that since the battle 13th for the 15th, it's going to be Ohio State versus Notre Dame, so I could show you the text and everything else, and so on and so forth, and everything. Like
you,
I told you,
know,
you
sound like Chris Russell.
Football.
You sound like Chris Russell.
I don't know who that is,
sir. You just said so forth and so on. And you know what? You may have a gift. Max, he is special. I love people that predict things that happen. I just want you to do it before it happens and have somebody cash in on it. Then to me, it's legit.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you guys now about the Redskins game with Jaden Daniels winning the first playoff game and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And the key games, yes, sir, and especially about Lamar. And his game, the crucial word with Lamar was Zay Flowers being out. And people don't understand that Tomlin is one of the best defensive minds with containing a quarterback as gifted as Lamar is. And no matter what, you know, Lamar
this.
Jackson, yes, sir.
No, we're going to flag this. Michael, thank you so much.
If my bets lose, Michael, I'm billing you.
Baltimore's going to go to the championship game and everything else. And, the Redskins, the Commanders, I'm sorry, sir, they're going to beat Tampa Bay. I say in the neighborhood of 4-8, and then that's it. They're going to lose the next game.
You heard them, folks.
Okay. Well, it's done now. I'm going to pass Peyton my bet. Michael just said,
gave me free
really
slip.
Nothing else for us to do now. Michael really just ruined it for us.
He took all the fun out of it, didn't he?
He took all the fun out of it. Because now I don't even want to watch it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to place my wager.
Set it and forget it.
Then I'm done. Michael just told us what's going to happen. What a relief. I show we pass the word to Awad. Because you know Awad, he's going to lose his mind over this. Yeah, this is great. All right, let's take a break on that. Make sure Awad knows that. We just got the insider of all insiders, Michael up in Gaithersburg, just guaranteed victory. Stay with us. Getting close, Max. Getting close, man. What a sports weekend it has been. It's been pretty much everything you could ask for. It's just so good to be back in prime time.
It is.
To be back in the hunt.
Back in the spotlight.
And to not be irrelevant. And to be able to watch sports shows and to hear them actually mention the Commanders. And they have teams come out, Pro Bowl teams, and you've got players on it. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Chargers, Texans, who you like?
I like the Chargers. But the closer we get, like the more I kind of like the Texans defense. I don't know. I trust Harbaugh more than anything. That's kind of where I'm going with it. So I'm leaning Chargers, and I've got money on the Chargers. So go Chargers.
That's what I should have asked the question much better. Who are you putting your money on?
That's right. Chargers is what I got tonight. Ravens later. Those are my picks today.
Yeah, Ravens. The Steelers is so... And Big Tony, you notice we haven't heard from Big Tony, right?
Yeah, it was funny. One of the callers called in thinking that one of our callers before him was Big Tony. And I was like, no, Big Tony would... I would know if it was Big Tony. Big Tony would tell
everybody would know.
If it was Big... Exactly.
I haven't heard from him. You know, he's Johnny.
He's too nervous about his Steelers.
No, here's what he does. He's smooth now. He's smooth. They're not going to win another game the rest of the year. He said that like 3 weeks ago. So he builds in a way to open the back door by saying they're not going to win, so you can't put him in a trick bag.
Exactly. He's smart. I get it. I know what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So he builds him a way out the back door. And Ravens, Steelers, with Russ, it's amazing, man. I thought it was a perfect situation in Denver. He went in with the huge head, ego, and just didn't work out. Denver, I tell you, one game, that Denver game, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I kind of...
Denver-Buffalo.
I kind of like Denver. I don't know. I'm leaning... Yeah. Their defense is just really, really good. Like, it's... One of the more underrated in the league. I think it's probably top five in football.
Yeah, it's amazing when you fix your defense first.
Yeah.
What
it's
happens.
Quite it's a amazing. Turnaround.
It's amazing. And so, it's going to be fun, man. I'm glad we're in this market. College did not fail us at all.
No, it was
they
electric.
Were very, very good to us. They over-delivered and in excitement. So it was all good. I feel honored. Privileged, what we got away with. Yeah.